Okay, let's unpack this. Today, we are pulling back the curtain on a really unique logistical challenge, and it's deep inside the legal world. This isn't about, Silicon Valley or Wall Street. It's about the essential mechanics that keep justice moving in a very specific, hyperlocal area, St. Landry Parish, Louisiana.
Right.
So our mission in this deep dive is to dig into the source material from a specialized legal support firm. We want to understand what local expertise truly means when you're operating right under the constraints of a single courthouse.
And in this case, that's the 27th Judicial District Court.
The 27th JDC in Opelousas, exactly. Now, a quick but really important note before we jump in.
A mandatory one.
Yes. Just so everyone is absolutely clear, what we're discussing here is logistics. It's an operational analysis.
So we're not attorneys.
Not at all. We do not provide legal advice, and we're not affiliated with any government agencies.
Right.
If you need legal assistance, you must contact a qualified attorney or your local bar association. We're just here to look at the fascinating mechanisms of the support structure.
And that support structure is, I mean, it's deceptively complex. A lot of people assume legal procedure is all about technology now, filing things electronically.
Sure.
But when you look at a judicial district like this one, legal cases, even massive ones, can fail. They can fail entirely if a single physical document isn't served correctly, compliantly, and on time.
Wow.
And that is where the local expert becomes absolutely critical. They provide that logistical backbone for law firms operating within the 27th JDC.
Okay, so let's set the stage with the geography, because it sounds like the location is the problem this kind of service is designed to solve. We're in Opelousas, Louisiana.
Right. It's the parish seat for St. Landry Parish.
A city with a ton of history. It's the third oldest in the state, and I love this detail. It's known as the spice capital of the world.
And it's those very characteristics, the history, the unique geographic spread, that make something like process serving so challenging there. All the legal action, so to speak, is centralized at the St. Landry Parish Courthouse. The 27th Judicial District Court handles everything. Small claims, serious felonies, you name it. It's all there for the entire parish. What's really fascinating here, and what our source material really emphasizes, is the duality of the environment.
What do you mean by duality?
Well, you have these dense, historic downtown streets right around the courthouse, but then St. Landry Parish itself, it rapidly transitions into these sprawling, remote, rural back roads.
Ah, okay. And this is where I start to see the difference between some like national chain service and a hyperlocal expert. Why does that transition, that jump from downtown to rural, create such a roadblock?
It's the Achilles heel of modern technology. It's unreliable GPS. In those deep rural areas, which could be places bordering the I-49 corridor, or smaller towns like Sunset or Grand Coteau, standard satellite navigation can just fail completely. It leads servers to dead ends or, misidentified properties.
Which costs money.
It costs a lot of money. I mean, consider the cost of failure. An out-of-town server who's charging by the hour might spend 4 hours driving around looking for some obscure address because their GPS dropped.
That's 4 hours of wasted billable time.
Exactly. And even more important, if they miss that service window, the whole case could be dismissed or stalled on procedural grounds right there in the Opelousas courthouse. So the aha moment here is that local expertise, it's not a luxury.
No.
It's essential risk mitigation. It ensures compliance and prevents the whole effort from just collapsing.
That completely reframes the business model. It's not just about speed, it's about guaranteed compliance.
Precisely. If you're dealing with a complex legal proceeding, you have to have confidence that the documents will be served in a way that the 27th JDC will accept without any question.
So let's move to that core service itself. Process service. We're talking about the compliant delivery of things like summons, subpoenas, citations.
Right.
The clock is always ticking in court. So the obvious question any legal team would ask is, how fast can you actually do this? What happens when deadlines are tight?
And the sources detail a really tailored approach to urgency, which is critical. For cases with, moderate timelines, they offer what's called routine service. The attempts are made within about 3 to 5 days,
Okay, that's standard.
but they recognize the time pressure, so they step up the pace. If a situation needs immediate action, you move to rush service. That guarantees attempts are made within just 1 to 2 days.
And for the real emergencies.
For those absolute legal fire drills, especially for documents tied to immediate hearings at the courthouse, they provide same-day service for urgent matters within St. Landry Parish.
That flexibility is pretty impressive. The source material also notes that the company, Lafayette Process Servers LLC,
founded by Scott Frank, over 2 decades of experience.
Right, and they're 5-star rated for speed and professionalism.
Does that reputation hinge just on fast delivery, or is it that strict adherence to the 27th JDC requirements that really sets them apart? It's the latter, absolutely. I mean, speed is important, of course.
Sure.
But if you're the fastest server in Louisiana and your paperwork doesn't conform to the local rules, the judge is just going to reject it.
It's useless.
It is. Their reputation is built on the fact that every service they do is executed with the intention of making sure the document will stand up in court.
Hmm?
And that means the affidavit of service will be accepted without any challenge by the 27th JDC clerk's office and the judges.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. Because the firm isn't just a delivery service. The sources call them an all-in-one legal support partner.
Mm-hmm.
They provide this comprehensive suite that goes way beyond just serving papers. This is the full logistical ecosystem for a case in St. Landry Parish.
And we have to start with the problem of, you know, the missing defendant. Sometimes the biggest challenge isn't the geography of the parish. It's the fact that the person has deliberately moved or is actively trying to avoid service.
That sounds more like investigative work, not logistics.
It's investigative work in the service of logistics. They use a locate service, which is often called skip tracing.
Skip tracing, right.
And this is professional work using proprietary databases, so not just Google, to reliably track down individuals who've moved. This ensures that all the time spent preparing the legal action wasn't just wasted on an outdated address.
And tied directly into finding people is the very specific, very high-stakes area of eviction law.
Exactly. Evictions are so time-sensitive. They're governed by these really strict compliance windows, so they specialize in landlord and eviction support. That means ensuring the proper and swift service of documents like the 5-day notices to vacate and the lawsuits that go with them. It's critical.
Okay, now let's talk about something that I think a lot of listeners might assume is obsolete in 2024, the physical runner. With most legal systems pushing so hard for e-filing, why are we still talking about needing someone to physically run papers to the courthouse in Opelousas? Isn't that outdated?
That's a fantastic question, and it really highlights the reality of local judicial requirements. Because while e-filing is prevalent, specific jurisdictions or even specific types of documents.
Like what?
Like bulky exhibits, original wills, or physically bound briefs. They still require, or at least highly recommend, physical submission.
I see.
So they offer courthouse runner and filing services precisely because the 27th JDC needs documents physically delivered or retrieved or even researched on site. I mean, imagine you're a law firm in Shreveport. Is it cost-effective to pay a partner to drive 3 hours just to physically file a 2-page document that needs an original stamp?
No, of course not.
Outsourcing that to a local expert is just a massive efficiency gain.
So they're not only handling the delivery to the person being sued, but they're also managing the administrative filing back at the courthouse. What other kind of administrative support turns out to be unexpectedly necessary?
A few highly specialized things stand out. For example, they offer a professional document binding service. This is to make sure that, say, multi-volume briefs or complex exhibits meet the very strict physical specifications that the court might require.
A tiny detail that could derail everything.
A seemingly minor detail that can cause a major headache, exactly. And then there's the mobile notary service. In litigation, you often need affidavits notarized very quickly, often off-site, maybe at a client's home or a hospital. Having a professional who can travel instantly to notarize these documents on the spot is crucial for keeping the workflow moving.
Now, moving into the corporate side of things, the source also mentions the registered agent service. Why is this specific service so non-negotiable for a business in Louisiana?
Well, if you're a corporation, you have to have a registered agent. It's the law. It's a designated point of contact to receive all official legal notices and, importantly, service of process.
So if you're being sued, it goes to them.
Exactly. And if that agent misses a service of process, the company can default on a lawsuit without ever knowing they were served.
Which could be disastrous.
Potentially disastrous judgments, yes. So using a professional, dedicated service just ensures no corporate legal notice is ever missed. It's essential protection.
And finally, rounding out the logistics side, there's the need for secure transportation. The sources describe a legal courier service. Why can't a law firm just use, FedEx for high-stakes evidence?
It's all about confidentiality and chain of custody.
Okay.
A standard courier service doesn't guarantee the secure point-to-point transfer that you need for trial exhibits or high-value evidence. This legal courier service is built specifically for that security, for maintaining the legal chain of custody when you're transporting sensitive items between, say, Opelousas, Lafayette, and other parishes. When you're dealing with evidence that could win or lose a major trial, this level of secure transport is absolutely non-negotiable.
That breadth really confirms the whole comprehensive nature of this support. We've covered everything from investigative work to managing corporate risk and securing evidence logistics. It really is a full pipeline designed specifically for legal proceedings in St. Landry Parish.
Mm-hmm.
And for reference, the sources provided their contact info. It's 337-247-9027. And their location is on the Evangeline Thruway in Karen Crow.
To synthesize all this for you, the key takeaway is that the intricacy of navigating a highly specific judicial district, like the one in Opelousas, it demands a depth of specialization that just far exceeds simple document delivery.
Right.
The efficiency you get from having a single local partner handle compliance serving, administrative filing, skip tracing, and secure logistics, all while sticking to the 27th JDC's rules, that's what saves legal professionals immense time. It reduces their risk of procedural failure, and ultimately, it just moves cases forward.
So what does this all mean? We've seen that in St. Landry Parish, success isn't just about the law itself, but about logistical mastery, hyper-local knowledge, knowing those rural routes where your phone's GPS fails. That's the foundation.
It is.
And the comprehensive suite of services built on top of that is what provides the real compliance assurance.
And that reliance on logistics, it leads us to a final sort of provocative thought. The source material refers to its service archives containing procedural knowledge and details that date back for years.
Okay.
In our increasingly digital e-filing world, how much of a modern, complex legal case still absolutely hinges on that physical, boots-on-the-ground expertise?
It's a great question.
The enduring necessity of finding an address that GPS cannot locate, of making manual courthouse filing runs, and ensuring physical compliance at a specific place like the 27th JDC, I mean, it proves that local human knowledge is still a vital, irreplaceable layer in the justice system, regardless of how much technology advances.
A perfect example of how specialized logistics really power the legal world. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive.